This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony Desiri.
All right, we're continuing our countdown to kickoff previews. The Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock today. New Orleans Saints will be tomorrow. We're doing a team a day all the way through to the start of the NFL season. Anthony Cosenza joins us, CincyJungle.com, part of SB Nation. Help us preview the Bengals. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you doing?
Good, man. Appreciate it. All right, so the futility in the postseason, is it head-scratching to you guys in Cincinnati, or do you look back and say, well, they ran into the wrong team and there were injuries here, so a lot of this is explainable?
It's a little bit of everything. I think, you know, you look back to, you know, when this team has gone on this run of these straight postseason appearances, you have, you know, Andy Dalton and A.J. Green, they're rookies. You know, okay, well, they're kind of learning through the process. Maybe the same could be said in 2012. Then you think they have a good chance in 2013 against the Chargers. Things are looking well. They're playing well in the regular season. And they're hosting a playoff game this time for the first time in a few years. They run into a buzzsaw there. They didn't play well. A lot of inexplicable mistakes. 2014, they had a lot of guys out of the lineup with injuries. And then last year, the quarterback's injured and Andy Dalton, who was playing very well. But they had every opportunity to still win that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, they fumbled the ball away at the end after making a critical interception. And obviously everything falls apart from there. So it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's on them, it's on the coaches, and it's also some stuff out of their control, which is in the form of injuries.
A.J. McCarron, I think it would have been unfair to expect him to take a team that was rolling along and to keep that machine rolling, but how well did he play down the stretch?
You know, there were times where he played pretty well, and there were times where, you know, a lot of people thought he did play pretty well, but if you actually look at some of the stats, and there were a number of, in those games, there were a number of consecutive drives where there were some dry spells on offense. He couldn't really complete a lot of passes. So I think all in all, for a guy getting his feet wet and getting his first starts in the NFL, being a young quarterback, I think he played about as well as you can ask him to play. And again, he was another guy, even though he filled in for Dalton, he had them in position to win that playoff game. So, I mean, he played about as well as you could ask him to play in those situations. But, you know, there were dry spells. I think that's to be expected. There was also Tyler Eifert missed a couple of games towards the end of the season. So he didn't really get that big weapon in a couple of games either. So, that could explain some of the issues, but, overall, he played about as well as you could, and he really made a name for himself as being one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league.
Andy Dalton was on his way to an MVP season before he got hurt. What changed for Andy Dalton? Was there something specific that said, boy, he really worked on this, and now we're really seeing the fruits of that?
There's a combination of factors there, I think. Hugh Jackson, the offensive coordinator last year, who now is the head coach in Cleveland, I think he was a pretty big factor in really created a system that played to Andy Dalton's strengths. But I think from 2014 to 2015, having Tyler Eifert back healthy, having Marvin Jones back healthy, having those guys at his disposal was a big key last year as well. I think also, though, a lot of it was on Dalton in his offseason preparation. You know, he worked with the quarterback guru, Tom House, in the offseason, worked hard with a lot of his receivers and doing little workouts and whatnot, and really getting into the playbook, really buying into what Hugh Jackson was telling him to do. And you saw a huge jump in production from 2014 to 2015 because of that and the other factors. But it's going to be interesting to see this year. Now Tyler Eifert's got a little nick that could keep him out through the first part of the season. Marvin Jones left by a free agency, and as I mentioned, Jackson's now with the Browns. So it's going to be a big year for Dalton to prove that he can still maintain that high level of play that we saw last year, even though all these changes occurred this offseason.
In the backfield, it's got Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, but in terms of Hill and the fumbles, is there a confidence issue that's going to be a problem in 2016?
Well, in recent interviews and things he said throughout the offseason, you know, he kind of kept pretty quiet after the debacle against Pittsburgh. But, you know, he's been saying his focus is taking care of the football. That's his main focus. And my fear with him is more of a tentative nature when he runs with the football. If you look at his tape from the end of 2014 when he was a rookie and he had an outstanding season, to throughout 2015, you know, you saw a much more tentative runner. I don't know if the fumbles kind of caused that, where he was just really focusing on taking care of the football and wasn't really reading the holes as well, wasn't getting behind his blockers as well. I think there's a combination of factors there too. I think, you know, there's some issues at center for the Bengals. There's their fullback was out at the end of the year there, and Hugh Jackson really pumped up the passing game last year, and the run game kind of went by the wayside a little bit. So, to your question about a confidence issue with Hill, he always has been a confident guy, but I do think that last fumble against Pittsburgh really knocked him down a notch, at least emotionally. He says he's working on it, and you know, I tend to believe him, but he's going to have to show that he can hang on to the football and not give it away at critical moments. It's kind of an odd thing, because one of the things the Bengals really liked about him coming out of LSU was his total lack of fumbles in college. He was a very sure-handed guy, and now all of a sudden, as a pro, it's something that's really rearing its ugly head. So it's an issue that needs to be cleaned up this year. Luckily, Giovanni Bernard picked up some of the slack last year, and he has some very sure hands. So the Bengals do have a stable of good backs. Hill is obviously has to improve this year.
Anthony Cosenza joins us, CincyJungle.com, SB Nation, as we continue our countdown to kickoff preview. Vontez Burfict, I want to ask about him in terms of that line that he's on between being a really aggressive player, the kind of player that is always on 100, and then the fact that he causes his team some problems. That line, how do the Bengals deal with it when he does cross over into that unsportsmanlike area?
Well, he's, from a fan perspective, he's a guy that if he's on your team, you love him, and if he's not, you probably despise him. So, you know, he plays, as you said, he plays about 100 miles an hour at all times, and not only does it hurt him in the penalty aspect, it also hurts him a lot of times physically. In 2014, he had a myriad of injuries that were caused because he was just flying around the field and not really tackling with proper technique, which caused concussion issues, neck issues, and later he had a knee issue in the year too. So, you know, from a fan perspective, you love the tenacity he plays with. It's something the Bengals have lacked for a long time on that defense, even though they have a lot of solid players and Marvin Lewis has built that defense up. It's that swagger, that intensity, that nastiness that has kind of been missing, and now they have that piece. But he now, as you mentioned, gets placed out of the lineup because of suspensions and issues like that. Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator this offseason and right before training camp, said that it's something that was addressed. And, you know, the owner, Mike Brown, also in a major team meeting before training camp, addressed the after-the-whistle stuff and talked about how the team needs to clean that stuff up. He loves the owner and the coaches, love the way the team plays, the defense plays, but they can't keep putting themselves in positions where they hurt themselves. I do think that Burfict is, while he's made himself a target, I do think there are quite a few other players that around the league that kind of fall into the same mold that don't really get the negative attention that Burfict has gained either as a player. But again, it is a fine line, as you mentioned. He's a player that you love because of the intensity, but at some point you got to rein that intensity in and get a productive player who's not going to miss time and make boneheaded mistakes on defense.
I got 60 seconds, but I wanted to ask you about Carlos Dansby. Is it fair to ask him to sort of help him bring that play to play in a little bit?
Oh, yeah. And I think that was part of the reason that Dansby was brought into the Bengals. I mean, aside from Burfict serving a suspension to begin the year and a little bit of inexperience on the back end of the positional depth chart there, I do think Dansby was brought in as a kind of locker room leader, maybe show him the right way from a player's perspective, get another voice in his ear that isn't the coach's voices that he's been hearing for the past couple of years in case some of those messages have gotten stale. So I think Dansby's going to command a lot of respect, not only from Burfict, but from the entire defense. He's been a productive player, and you know, I think he's a respected guy around the league. So, yeah, no doubt. I think they brought him in for partly that purpose.
Anthony Cosenza again, CincyJungle.com, SB Nation on the Bengals in our countdown to kickoff preview. Great stuff, Anthony. Appreciate it. Hope we catch up soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Great stuff there.